they flooded some cranberry bogs. And what happened was over the years, with the gas buildup and everything, bog masses came to the surface. They floated all around Higley Flow, and some pieces would break loose and clog the intake to the powerhouse. And that created a problem for Niagara Mohawk, who subsequently owned Higley Dam and Powerhouse. And they couldn't figure out what they were going to do with them because they were thick, they had trees, and the trees served like sails as the islands floated around. So what they did was, in the wintertime, when these bog masses were frozen, they went in and cut them up. And that's what they're doing in this picture. They cut them up into pieces, like cutting up a pie, and put cables on. And the next spring, when they got high water, they ran them over the dam. They had a tow truck or something, and it would fasten onto the island, and they'd pull it so that they could get it in the main channel to go over the dam. And if you read some of the newspaper accounts, the water ran black all the way to Potsdam.